أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم. إن شاء الله in this session we begin تفسير سورة النصر. And I will ask Sheikh Sahib Mahmoud to recite it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. الله سبحانه وتعالى in Surah 110, Surah An-Nasr, he says, when there comes the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you, O Muhammad, against your enemies, and the conquest of Mecca, and you see that the people enter Allah's religion, Islam, in crowds, so glorify the praises of your Lord and ask His forgiveness. Verily He is the one who accepts the repentance and who forgive. That surah came ahead of time, as many scholars they say, that before the time that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has opened Mecca, Allah is telling him that idha jaa, when Allah's help come against your enemy, ya Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Allah helps you, you will succeed. Means when inayatullah is with his servant will succeed. Means when Allah's mercy is being bestowed on his servant, that servant is successful. When Allah's inayatullah, Allah's care, He cares for His servant. When that care comes, that success comes. We have to know that Allah cares for us and we must care for Him. If we do not care for Him, then Allah's care doesn't come to us. So He's telling Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Muhammad, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, when that help comes, and you are going to take Mecca back, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, and you are going to see the people, the crowds are entering into Islam, glorify me, praise me. I gave you that. That mercy, I gave you that blessings. I gave you what you were dreaming, what you were asking for, to return back to Mecca, to take back your hometown, to take back Ka'batullah. Ka'ba is in Mecca, it's not in Medina. Although Ka'ba is everywhere. فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّ فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ, wherever you direct your face, you direct to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from any part of the world. But Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants to take back the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that idol worshippers were holding it. And Allah gave him that opportunity to come back from Medina, to take back from the hand of these shayateen the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because house of Allah must be pure, must be clean. No darkness or no dirt can be inside. And they were putting all their idols were inside. All their shirk was inside that house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means it is a hint here to us. Prophet in Mecca, at the beginning of the message, he was saying, O human being, come to the oneness of Allah, declare the oneness. Say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. People were struggling. Some people say it, some people they don't say it. They torture him, they abuse him. Where he went to Medina. There he established his state. He established the infrastructure. When he established the infrastructure in the Sahaba, now he is telling them, come to take back what idol worshippers took from us. Means, come from lesser jihad to bigger jihad. After you establish, O mu'min, yourself, through your worshipness, you are trying to close every hole that shaitan can enter through it to your heart. At that time, you have to conquer what has been taken away from you. You have to take it back. You have to take back your heart, which is the place of Allah's light that goes in, where he said, ما وسعتني سمائي ولا أرضي ولكن وسعني قلب عبدي المؤمن. Neither my heavens nor my earth contain me, but the heart of the believer contain me. You have to take back what shaitan took from you, what shaitan has filled with idol worshippers, idols. Our heart is full of shirk. People, they say, we are fasting, we are praying. Where is shirk? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أخوف ما أخاف على أمتي الشرك الخفي. The most what I fear for my ummah is the hidden shirk. That hidden shirk that you say, myself, myself, I am the one that knows everything. I'm the one that no one knows except me. Sayyidina Allah is saying to Prophet, Ya Rasulallah, when you build back your infrastructure, when Sahaba build their infrastructure, they build their foundation on hard concrete, then my help comes. And that's why he say, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. And that surah came around the time that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Mecca in Hujjat al-Wida', in the last pilgrimage. And scholars, they say that after that surah being revealed, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived 80 days. And then he passed away. Means now I completed for you everything, Ya Muhammad. What you want more? I gave you the control of Kaaba. Means I gave you the control of the heart of believers. Because everyone direct his face to Kaaba. I gave you Kaaba, Ya Muhammad, means I gave you all the heart of mu'mins and Muslims to be under your control. Because he gave him what? Mecca. He gave him what? What is inside Mecca? Kaaba. What mu'mins every year go where? To Kaaba for pilgrimage. Means I am giving you the heart of these people, Ya Muhammad, under your control. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Allah is showing Prophet that verse of Quran and showing us, must be known to you, Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Muhammad is in you. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّا فِيكُمْ. Not ma'akum, not with you, around you, but in you. Means he is in you, holding that secret of the heart. He is controlling your heart. And that's why Allah made him his door, where he said, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ. When they are oppressor to themselves, they come to you, Ya Muhammad, asking Allah forgiveness. And you, Muhammad, ask on their behalf forgiveness, then Allah will forgive them. And in the same meaning of the hadith of the blind man, where Prophet was teaching him how to ask Allah, he said, اللهم إني أتوسل اللهم إني أسألك وأتوجه إليك. I am, oh Allah, I am asking you and seeking and directing my face to you, seeking the help of your Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا محمد إني أتوجه بك إلى ربي. Oh Muhammad, I am seeking refuge through you to my Lord. That where Allah is saying to him, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ. When Allah's mercy, helps comes, I'm kicking all the enemies. I am taking shaitan away from heart of the believers. That's why he said in the second ayah, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. You are going to see people entering. Means, oh Muhammad, when they clean their hearts and they build their infrastructure, they are going to enter in masses into that paradise, into that Mecca, the forbidden, the place where sins are forbidden. I'm going to give them that place that no sins can be committed. And where is that place? It's paradise. Heavens. I'm giving them heavens to them. So the literary meaning of the verse of the surah is that I am giving you back Makkah, Ya Muhammad. Go with your sahaba. Enter it. And you are going to see all these idol worshippers are coming and joining you in Islam. Then praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's saying, when mu'min and Muslim make their hearts clean, they are going to be given paradise. When they are going to be given paradise, they will see things they never see before, they will hear things they will never heard before. And he said, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. But he said, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. He added فَتْح on it. He was able to say, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. When there comes the help of Allah to you, Ya Muhammad, against your enemy. But he said, وَالْفَتْح. Means, Fath means anything that was closed and opened. Anything that you can imagine that it is closed and need a key to open, it's Fath. It needs something to open it. Means any kind that Allah will open to you is a fatih. Can be fatih spiritually, can be fatih physically. Fatih physically, you can open a city. You can open, Allah can open for you a good business. Allah can give you wealth. Allah can provide you in dunya everything. That's fatih. Spiritually, Allah can provide you heavenly knowledge. That is fatah. Allah can give you what He didn't give others. That is fatah. So anything that is closed and then open, that is what He meant. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. It's not He stopped saying, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ, I helped you, ya Muhammad, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ, and you see the people entering Islam. He say, no, والفتح means I am going to give you with that what you never expected to be given. الفتح المعنوي, the heavenly opening. You are going to conquer, ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all your enemies, all shaitan, nafs, dunya, hawa, shaitan, going to throw them in hellfire. And you are going to be given shafa'a. I'm going to give you shafa'a over everyone in judgment day. That you can send anyone you like to paradise. That is fatah. That is the biggest fatah. What Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asking. He's asking that Allah gives him power that he can take his ummah to paradise from the hands of shaitan. Prophet doesn't want shaitan to be the winner in judgment day on his ummah, to take even one person from ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaitan, if he will take to hellfire, means he was winning on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will not let that. Fatih means I'm giving you every kind of opening, ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take your ummah to paradise. I give you shafa'ah. Shafa'ati li ahli al-kaba'iri min ummati. My shafa'ah to those who commit big sins. إِنَّ الْفُتُوحُ كُلُّ مَا يُفْتَحُ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى بَعْدَمَا كَانَ مُغْلَقًا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ النِّعَمِ الظَّاهِرَةِ وَالْبَاطِنَةِ كَالْأَرْزَاقِ وَالْعِبَادَاتِ وَالْعُلُومِ وَالْمَعَارِفِ وَالْمُكَاشَفَاتِ. Fatih is everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened to His servant after it was closed, from all kinds of favors, external or internal, like provisions or like worshipness, knowledges and ma'rifah and gnostics and visions, and all what will be going with that from levels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened to the heart of the believer. And as a result of this futuhat of these openings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make His servant able to see His attributes are taking over his heart and they are descending. وَظُهُورُ صِفَاتِهِ وَكَمَالَتِهِ, and the appearances of His attributes and beautiful names in His servants. And all this happens by cutting down the ego completely. And that's why we said he has to build the infrastructure. He has to build through worshipness everything that prepare his heart to be able to get that fatah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah said, نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَا مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. In the last surah of Surah Al-Fatih. And I will ask Sheikh Sahib to recite that. نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Or as he said, إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فَتْحًا مُبِينًا, an opening that is being very well seen. And Allah has forgive him from his sins, that came before or after means Allah perfected him in order not to fall in any sin or mistake. And that's why he said, نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ. Ya Muhammad, don't worry, Allah's victory is coming. نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ, and a very near opening coming to you. And I am sending this, revealing all these lights of my names into your heart to perfect you and to take away all characteristic, egoistic characteristic from you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah said, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ, يعني من الصفات النفسانية والقلبية. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to forgive you from all your sins, means He is going to take all kind of egoistic characteristic from your heart. And this is the highest perfection of the futuhat, of the openings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why he said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are of the best and perfect characters and manners, Ya Muhammad, because I have perfected you by taking all these egoistic characteristics from your heart. وهو من فتح على العبد من تجلي الذات الأحدية والاستغراق في عين الجمع بفناء الرسوم الخلقية. And this is what has been opened to the servant whom Allah called them servant. And whom Allah called servant is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده. Praise be to Allah that he moved his servant بعبده ليلا in Surah Al-Isra. He is the one that he is the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he's been described in the Holy Quran. Allah has opened to him from تجلي الذات الأحدية, from the unique essence that never been opened before. There are two levels. One is مقام الأحدية and the other is مقام الوحدانية. مقام الوحدانية is means wherever you direct your face, فأينما تولوا فتم وجه الله. Wherever you direct, there is Allah's signs. مقام الأحدية قل هو الله أحد. No description. You cannot describe that مقام. It's unique. It's for Allah. مقام الوحدانية means anything in this dunya is showing Allah's signs and telling you that one who did that sign is Allah, is the creator. You look at the stars, like Sayyidina Ibrahim, he said, this is my Lord. He said, then no, this is not my Lord. They see the sun, this is bigger, this is my Lord, not my Lord. Then he saw the moon, that's not my Lord. Means all these signs were indicating to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maqam al-ahadiyya, after all these signs are indicating to Allah, there is a higher level which is for Him. Kul huwa Allahu ahad. Uniqueness. No one knows that. He said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take from the heart of His servant, from Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heart and perfected him, He took all these egoistic characteristics, He began to bestow on him tajalli maqam al-ahadiyya, the appearances of the level of that level of uniqueness of the essence. والاستغراق في عين الجمع بفناء الرسوم. And when he opened to him that level of one of uniqueness, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was able to take away all other signs, because all these signs in the lower level, in the maqam al-wahdaniyya, doesn't mean anymore anything to him. Because all of them, you accumulate them, all of them, they are indicating to the oneness, and the oneness indicating to the uniqueness. When you begin in the level of uniqueness, all this oneness to you become one. Become wahid. And wahid become ahad. So all of that in the eye of Prophet ﷺ was disappearing. All these signs were going away, and only one thing was appearing, is that attribute of ahadiyya, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every rasm here means every individual or every creation that Allah created to Prophet, as if doesn't exist anymore. And even himself doesn't exist anymore. The only existence is for Allah. And that's why he was not seeing himself anymore. Finished. He vanished. He annihilated in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence. Who can be there standing one to one? There is no way to stand one to one. There is the creator. There is creation. Creation cannot stand in front of the creator. Then it has, if it stands, means one to one. That is standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In front of Allah, everything annihilates. Nothing. And that's why he said, when everything annihilates in you, ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the fatah. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ When Allah's help comes by annihilating everything in your heart and the heart of believer, I will send you my fatah. I will send you the conquest of to take over the heart, to conquer your heart and to come to me مُجَرَّدَ عَنِ الصِّفَاتِ completely throwing away all your self and coming with nothing. To me. فالمراد بالنصر what he meant إذا جاء نصر الله what he meant by when Allah's help comes is المدد الملكوتي is the heavenly support والتأييد القدسي and the holy support بتجليات الأسماء والصفات by the appearances of the names and the attributes. Means that nasr, that victory, that help that coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming from the heavenly support from heavens and from the holy support that Allah bestowed on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the appearances of his names and attribute. And it is the absolute fatah, absolute opening, conquest that Allah gave to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that there is no behind it anymore conquest. It is the highest conquest that anyone can understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, what is the highest conquest that there is no above it any conquest or any opening? Is هو فتح باب الحضرة الإلهية الأحدية. It is the opening of the door of the divine presence, of the divine unique presence, and unveiling to Prophet the secret of his essence. And by that, he is giving him the first key to open the heavenly action in the heart, in the first level of the heart. By opening the veil, to take away the first veil of the ego and making that ego to annihilate completely, and only Allah's action appears in the heart. And that is the first level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and can be explained as the first fatah, the first conquest that Allah gave to him when he said, I gave you the conquest of Makkah, means I gave you the conquest of entering the house of Allah, giving him all these characteristics. May Allah forgive us, may Allah bless us, may Allah support us, and inshallah we'll continue next time. Bi hurmatil Habib wa hurmatil Fatiha.